We've heard from the students and non-students participating in this the campus intifada across universities in the US. We thought it would be good to hear from the professors who in many, maybe most cases support these students, in some cases participate, in some cases were even arrested. And we're gonna hear, well, we it's a 30-minute show, so we're gonna hear from a select few today, but I'm sure there will be more in the days and weeks to come. So welcome to the Daily Objective, day 206 of the war in Israel, day 550 of the campus intifada, which is impressive since it's only started like 12 days ago. But if words have no meaning, why should numbers? I'm joined by Mark Pellegrino. Mark, we haven't seen you since this uprising started. Any we've been covering it pretty much every day. We haven't been very sympathetic to the protesters. Maybe you have a different view on this. What are your general thoughts before we get to the first person?
I'm shocked, first of all, that you guys wouldn't be sympathetic to the protesters. I'm sure I'm going to shock your viewers by saying I share the same lack of sympathy for the protesters. I have a very hard line. For me, streets are made for transit. There shouldn't be protests there. Universities are made for the exchange of ideas, not activism and not intimidating, and they're preventing other students from going about their business. So from my point of view, the protesters need to be expelled. And once you do this, once you stop the protests from happening, because the university isn't a place for protests, it's a place for ideas. Once you expel these entitled jackoffs, I guarantee you they will stop. Of course, there's a few professional agitators mixed in. These people who work for a communist adjacent organizations that like sowing the seeds of chaos everywhere. Those people should be arrested as well. They are terroristic people who want to see the end of civilization, at least a capitalist civilization, and they're doing their best to achieve that, so they should be arrested and put behind bars for years. And you one university has the balls to do that, to define free speech in its actual frame of reference, which is the government can't suppress speech, but on private property, your free speech ends where my peaceful action begins. So once we start actually understanding the Constitution in its true terms, I bet these aggravations and these assaults and these protests shrink down to zero.
Yeah, and when it comes to these professional agitators, I mean, we're gonna try to look in at some point to where this all starts, who's behind it. You know, we've heard people say maybe it's Iran. We don't have evidence to that effect. What we
But
do
they've sent
have,
a lot of these people to Soros-backed organizations, or is that just a Fox News thing?
I don't know. Whenever something happens, people say it's Soros back. Often it is, but again, we don't yet know. But we'll try to find out. And it doesn't really matter that much unless it is actually Iran. Or so the Iranian Ayatollah Khamenei has tweeted in favor of them. The Houthis have done some sort of demonstration in favor of them, which the this organization leading the protests have thanked them for. So it's they're very much one thing you don't hear in these protests is what you heard in protests until a few weeks ago, which is calls for a ceasefire. I think in part it's because Israel hasn't been really firing much, but also because they're a bit more honest than the people calling for ceasefire. They don't want a ceasefire. They want the only rights respecting country in the Middle East wiped off the map, and for Islamic theocracy to spread, and for the Palestinians to have such a state. Let's get to the first clip. This is a pretty long one. I don't know if we should watch the whole thing. At some point, Daniel, I might wait, or no, you don't see me when I wave, so I might ask you to stop the clip, but let's roll it.
I don't understand what you're doing. Have you gone somewhere else? I don't want to be next to you. This is a professor here at UCLA University.
Yes, I am, and I'm talking about the truth. It's a genocide.
What's your name?
What's your problem?
You clearly don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
I don't know?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a professor.
I don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
She doesn't know the definition of a genocide.
What is the definition? Yeah, tell me, tell me. It's a Greek name. It comes from genos, which is genos, and genoctonia. It's like the killing of a whole nation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Then why has the Palestinian population number only been increasing since 1948? Genuine question. How is that a genocide if the population has only been
who
increasing?
Who can help me here? To answer this question, can you help me?
No, I want to help him. Actually.
You want to help him? Okay, so
he
like
doesn't really need
you
help
think
obviously.
You think for 70 years the Palestinian people have been treated fairly, have been treated in a state where they could protect themselves? Did they have a choice? The kids that are getting died, the massive graves. Did they have a choice? They have a choice. Have a choice to get born there?
Professor at UCLA.
Yes,
everybody.
I am a professor and I'm asking
this
that
the kind
they
of
don't
school.
Have a choice.
About?
They don't have a choice, the kids. That died when
the
getting
only
killed.
People that are oppressing the Palestinian people are Hamas, the terrorist organization.
I don't see that. I just see people getting killed. People that they didn't have any choice. They were just born there. And I see people who are selling them products and goods to survive, and they're bombing them at the same time. And I understand, and I'm not a racist. I don't have,
you know,
don't discriminate against.
We can pause it. Maybe it'll be worth playing a bit more. But she's talked enough bullshit there that we can talk about that a little bit. First of all, she's very angry, and she's maybe angry about a genocide which she can't define. Although she sounds Greek from her accent, and she says it's a Greek word, and she can't even get the Greek etymology of it. Anyway. And then when he says, well, how is it a genocide if a population has been increasing? And she looks around and asks for people to help. And then her response is, do you think they've been treated fairly? Which is a weird response because, you know, unfair treatment, you know, that is a different question. But unfair treatment is
the
genocide
classic,
or not synonymous.
Razi, that's a classic technique from these people. Even somebody who's not sophisticated like her, they can't answer the question. They pivot to another subject. They can't answer that. They can't answer the solution you give to that. They pivot to something else. That's all they do, is pivot away from the truth, because what they're trying to do is evade the truth. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to confirm their feelings and evade the truth. Also, I wanted to say something. There is a book that's sort of out of print, but I think you can find it. It's called The Riot Makers, The Technology of Social Demolition, and it's by Eugene Methlin, published by Arlington House. If you should read this. This man was at all of the significant riots in the mid-60s, and he discovered patterns to these riots, and upon investigation discovered the types of people that came to these riots, organized these riots, and made them become riots. And so it's a study of the pathology of these rioting and protesting that I think is totally relevant here. Black Lives Matter, I think, perfected it. It's straight. You could every pathology in that book was practiced by Black Lives Matter and the organizers that are organizing these pro-Palestinian events.
By the way, somewhat off topic, but Susie asks, was Mark in The Big Lebowski? He looks familiar. Yes, he was. And he was behaving in a way similar to some of these people, if I may say.
I was behaving in a way that I would like to behave towards a pro-Palestinian protester. What I did to Jeff Bridges in that movie is exactly what I would do to one of these jerk-offs on the pro-Gaza line.
And thank you, Frank, for the super chat. Frank says, did the people at Nova have a choice? Yeah, this is in reference to the professor. They're saying something like the kids don't have a choice. Well, the kids don't have a choice because their parents are evil. And their parents are, you know, first of all, you choose to have kids in a place like that, even if you're not a part of the problem. The first thing you do if you're in a situation like you're living in Gaza under Hamas rule, the only thing you should care about is getting out, and you certainly don't bring more people into a place where they will be miserable or be educated to want to murder Jews You leave, and then you can have a normal life. You can't have a or you remove the regime. That's another thing that nobody among the Palestinians has really tried to do. Thank you, PC, for the super chat. PC says anti-Semites and haters will always hate. So the last thing she said there, right when we cut her off, was something like, "I'm not a racist." These people have some talking points, and they don't seem to even fit them into any coherent, like, a place as part of their argument.
No,
Thoughts on that?
they have one sort of, even if it's subconscious, they have one overriding goal, and that's to destroy capitalism and Western civilization. That's their thing. The Israel happens to be on the chopping block now as the prime example of capitalism and Western civilization in the Middle East. That's why they're attacking them, and they attack them with all their tropes, right? With all their cliches. Racism, as if Israel is not racially diverse, as if the brown people are only in Gaza. I don't know, I'm looking at you, Razi. You are from Israel. You don't strike me as a Western European import, to be honest. You strike me as somebody who is a person of color. I guess this is the proper way to say it. So you're a racist also if you're an anti-Semite. Just so you know, you're a racist as well if you are anti-Israel. You're an anti-capitalist if you are anti-Israel. You're anti-Western civilization if you're anti-Israel. You're anti-life and anti-happiness. And I hope you fucking die. That's my, I'm sorry. I said your question.
By the way, I'm a mixture, which is something you don't really have among the Palestinians, because if it is not a racially diverse area, and of course now it's a bit more diverse because they have all these useful idiots from the West there helping them, but it's not a place where people from different backgrounds live and thrive.
By the way, Rozzy, that same kid also tried to enter an encampment to cross the campus at UCLA. He didn't, I don't believe he had the Israeli flag with him. They just might have known he was Jewish. And the idiotic protesters chained their arms together and prevented him from crossing from one space to another. So as far as I'm concerned, that's an act of force.
Oh,
And those need to be thrown in jail. Why they're not in jail? Partly because these administrators in themselves participated in protests in the 60s, and they're very confused about what free speech means.
thank you, Bonnie, for the super chat. Thank you, Enric, for the super chat. Enric says she states she will not recognize the cause of people dying, that it's Hamas and the choices of the Gazans. Yeah, that's another thing. He brought up Hamas, and she doesn't really, acknowledge that might not be a force for good there. But you know what? Let's play a little bit more of that. We have
Wait,
so many idiot professors and so little time.
I know, but wait, before we get into that, there was a video on Twitter the other day where a Palestinian was complaining about out of expired Skittles, I guess that had been dropped in some of the food drops. And the subtitle was, these are the most entitled people on the face of the earth. That's partly true. They're also the most infantilized. So, folks, yes, the kids that are dying in Gaza are the fault of the Palestinian adults that put their children in harm's way, and the refusal of Hamas and the Palestinian people to surrender. All right, let's watch another idiot professor talk. I can't stand these people.
I believe that all need to be respected as human beings. I'm just saying that, and I'm saying that you want to provoke the people here with not a good reason.
Do I look like I'm provoking them?
Yes, you came here to provoke them. That's what you're doing.
They're spreading fear.
They're not spreading
They're
fear.
spreading
They're trying
hatred.
to protect the innocent kids that they're being bombed.
Dude, it's terrible.
What do you...
I can't take it. It's like all of these people are just hysterical. I had a podcast debate on the Redheaded Libertarian show with a libertarian about immigration. And somehow Gaza and Israel came up, and I had my opinion about it, which of course this guy Cliff completely disagreed with. But then this girl, he said, please speak to this girl who's, I guess, very renowned for her anti-Israel commentary. And she went on for a while, and I was silent. I let her go. I let her finish. And then I started responding to her, and emojis are popping up all over her own face. You know, it's a Twitter space, so she every 3 seconds is a negative emoji. And I'm thinking to myself, I should have said this part out loud. You can't even shut your mind up to listen to me when you're being silent. Your mouth is still going. It's like that's what Cenk Uygur does. That's what Dave Smith do. They just blather loudly into your face. And they confuse that with debate and with argument and with winning. But it's not. They're closing their ears, closing their minds, opening their mouths, and saying nothing.
Thank you, Regina, for the super chat. Frank says there's a 2 p.m. deadline for students at Columbia. Yeah, and it is right after the reality show ends, and we talked about maybe we should go longer, maybe we should have another show. If something super dramatic happens, we might have another show. I don't think so. I think it'll be we'll cover it tomorrow on the reality show, because on the Daily Objective, I'm interviewing Peter Schwartz about why the Palestinian people don't have a right to self determination. But yeah, let's play the next clip, Daniel. I don't even remember which one it is. We had a few, but let's play it.
My name's Noelle Sullivan. I'm a professor of instruction in Northwestern's program for global health studies. I support our students' right to peaceful protest. Indeed, earlier this morning, I was at the encampment doing just that, as the students in solidarity were peacefully protesting in the face of counter-protesters who were aggressively trying to incite some kind of reaction among our students. And I was part of the group of student marshals, police, and faculty who were trying to maintain distance between these counter-protesters and our students. I want to acknowledge all of the work the students and the administration are doing to ensure that things remain peaceful as they come together to try to resolve some of the competing concerns that are going on. It's a complex situation, but I have been nothing but astonishingly impressed with how well our students are conducting themselves, all of the efforts they
all
are
right all
working
right
on
all
to
right
ensure.
enough of this, enough of her. And then the next clip is relevant to show why we are actually listening to this particular professor. Daniel, if you can play that.
Where should they go? Where should they go? Where should the 7 million Jews in Israel? Don't put your fucking hands on me, you pig. You Nazi pig. Do not touch me. I don't fuck with Nazis. You get that? Look me in my fucking eyes. My grandparents were shoved into gas chambers by you sick fucks. You get it? You fucking get it? I'm looking at you dead in the fucking eyes and you know you're wrong. You guys are fucking Nazis.
So
she hit the guy, she put her hands on him, and here she is saying that they were peacefully protesting and it was the other people that were
And we don't have the thing where she says to him about where the Jews should go, but she attacks him. There's something about that look in her eyes when she looks at him that really repulses me. It's like
It's because it's vapid psychopathy, man. It's probably the look on the face of any Nazi you would see leading a Jew into a gas chamber. They're there, but they're not there. And they on some level they know that the what they're doing is pathological, and it's a smile frozen on their face to evade the fact that what they're doing is pathological.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely I was thinking Nazi when I saw that look. By the way, well done to the guy. I know his language wasn't family friendly, but there these people's existence isn't family friendly or human friendly. So I think the F bombs were appropriate and well placed. We have another clip. But Daniel, if we have that tweet this is a tweet from October 7th. We can share the screen, or we can I can just read it. I can find it and read it, unless you want to share the screen.
This burns me. What burns me while you're looking for that, what burns me is these people have no regard for the truth. So that's another thing that makes it sort of impossible to debate somebody who has no standard of truth. She actually claims that they're peaceful when she herself physically assaults somebody. Come on.
And she I don't know if that video was after or before, but in any case, the thing about this tweet is the retweet, which is Huda Fakhreddin, a professor in UPenn, this is from October 7th. It says, "It must be emphasized that armed struggle by the Palestinian resistance against the occupier is legal under international law." This is from UN General Assembly Resolution 3743, adopted in 1982. There is no ambiguity about it. So there's a lot going on in this one tweet. One is the fact that while the Palestinian people en masse marched into Israel, raped people, murdered children, tortured children in front of their parents, parents in front of their children, burned people alive, took hostages from age 6 to age 85. This person tweeted in support of it, and a professor in an American university retweeted that. There's also the issue of when people cite international law, you can write them off as decent partners for a conversation. Daniel, I think we've seen enough of this tweet in the guy's face. But UN General Assembly is just for people who don't know, this is all the countries voting, and most of these countries are dictatorships. Most of these countries are countries that abuse their own people on a daily basis. And what counts as international law is anybody's guess or anybody's decision, because it really doesn't have any real meaning. And if a UN General Assembly resolution is law, then Israel shouldn't exist. America probably shouldn't exist. Mark.
Look, this isn't a resistance. This is a war between cultures. This is a war between an antiquated, brutal, savage culture that adheres to a savage religious precepts and wishes to impose those on the region around it, and a relatively democratic, free state. Which do you want? Do you want Western civilization, or do you want to throw back to something else? If I were to give any legitimacy to the resistance term, it's resisting the advance of Western civilization. It's resisting modernity. It's resisting peace. That's what it's resisting. And if that's the side you're on, I hope you get choked out super fast, thrown in jail, and stay there until you realize that violence is not cool. Yes. We will be violent with you when you're violent, and we will restrain you and put you away until you understand you can't throw tantrums anymore, or slap our faces, or burn our flags, or step on us, or push us without getting fucked up.
Mark, I don't know if you saw what the scenes from Emory University, but there two professors were arrested. One was arrested and peacefully went away while being arrested, but also somebody was filming and asked her if she needs if she needs any help, and she said, "Yeah, call the philosophy department and tell them I've been arrested." She is the head of the philosophy department, which
Not surprising.
again, is one of those things that speak for themselves. The other one doesn't speak for itself. So, Daniel, if we can share it, I hope this time we have it on a bigger screen. By the way, for regular viewers of the channel, sorry, this is the third time you see it. It's in part because Mark hasn't been on a show where we shared it yet, and in part because this is my favorite thing from these recent protests, and maybe ever. So let's play that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? with some cops.
You don't see what you're doing.
My head.
You got your
head. You just hit my head on the concrete.
Oh my God. You people are fascists. You are Hitler. You are
professor.
Happy dog. Shame on you. May you
professor.
Never live another day.
I am a professor.
This is a Hitler professor, everyone.
I am a professor.
Hit a cop. You are rabid dogs. You are fascists. Hey.
It was a peaceful protest until they started fighting troopers.
No, you're right. It's my true belt. I'm gonna share this.
So just in case the beginning wasn't very clear, somebody is getting arrested. This woman walks up, says, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Then walks very, very close and leans in. So an officer does his job and pushes her away because she is, interfering with them arresting, and tells her repeatedly, get on the ground. He doesn't throw her on the ground right away. He tells her repeatedly, get on the ground, and she doesn't, and she refuses. And then when he takes her down, she starts shouting, "Oh my God," and screeching and so on.
There's something that I saw that you're leaving out, and maybe I didn't see it properly, but she appeared to take a swing at him. It looked like one of her hands went to push him physically. Now, he's holding her at the time, and he's telling her to get on the ground. She's not complying. That's, first of all, folks, comply. Get on the ground, all right? Plain and simple. You're causing more problems for yourself by not doing that. You're going to get hurt, especially if the cop knows what he's doing. You're probably going to get hurt. But it appeared that she took a swing at him, which immediately made him bring her down in an arm control and pain compliance hold. And that's when she went down to the ground. But I could be mistaken. If you want to go back that moment, look, it looked like she took a poke at him.
So I will watch it again. Somebody in the chat also mentioned something like that, and now I can't find it. But
don't take a poke at the guy. Yeah. Don't take a poke at the cop.
Daniel just checked. Stupid. He says yes. And yeah, the person in the chat whose comment I can't find now said that she admitted to trying to hit him. And
what do you expect? What do you expect?
But the one thing that when she's down on the ground and when "Oh my God" doesn't work and the screaming doesn't work, she says repeatedly, "I'm a professor. I'm a professor," as if this puts her somehow above the law, as if you're a professor. So the fact that you interfere while a cop is arresting a criminal doesn't matter, or the fact that you take a swing apparently at a cop doesn't matter because you're a professor.
If she has tenure, her tenure should be revoked. She should be off the campus.
She might have a hazard to
young people everywhere. Yeah, I mean, we live in an ass backwards world, but she's a hazard to the young minds that happen to stumble into her class by accident or on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, many of these professors are hazards to young minds. I think if we did a reality show, it wouldn't be long enough to go through everything these professors do. I think if we dedicated every episode this week, probably still wouldn't be enough. I think we've seen some examples, and unfortunately, I'm sure we'll see more. The solution to the hazards to the young minds, or part of the solution, is this channel and this show. So if you agree with that, please do comment, like, share the video, subscribe. And if you'd like to support our work further and get access to additional content, consider becoming a member. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, everybody, for watching. The reality show starts in a couple of minutes, and they will be talking about the media coverage of the campus intifada and how it is as supportive of that intifada, unfortunately, as the media has been of the Palestinian people and their genocidal war against Israel. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Peace.